a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thanks for taking the drive with us. 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Sunshine, 79 degrees. KSL's top story. Two suspected cases of monkeypox in Salt Lake County have now been confirmed by the CDC. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the latest. She's live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Jeff, the important takeaway here is that the Salt Lake County Health Department does not believe there's any threat to the general public. These two patients have been isolating, they remain in isolation, and they are members of the same household. Health officials say they traveled out of the country to areas with known monkeypox. It's believed they caught it there. We're told they both have mild illness only. That's actually true for most of the cases so far worldwide. Most people recover within 2 to 4 weeks. It's also important to note monkeypox spreads only through extremely close contact. It is not nearly as infectious as other illnesses such as COVID or the measles. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Two Utah children are recovering from hepatitis. Doctors aren't exactly sure the cause. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with the latest.
The two kids are now out of the hospital after both coming down with what's described as severe liver illness by the state health department. Hepatitis is a form of severe liver inflammation, and the causes can be anything from a virus to something like an autoimmune response in the body. The big mystery across the world right now is that there's no clear answer as to why kids are getting so sick. The CDC and other health agencies, though, are investigating.
Utah state epidemiologist says this isn't a huge concern, but if your child does become jaundiced with yellowing skin, take them to the doctor. One of the co-founders of the Salt Lake Fanex Convention has been arrested. Brian Brandenburg was handcuffed in Hawaii. Federal authorities accuse him of threatening to blow up several Salt Lake City buildings, including the mayor's office, the courthouse, and the temple. Police said the threats were all hoaxes. No devices were ever placed, and we're going to have more coming up in just a few minutes on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. The gunman in Uvalde, Texas, posted a warning on social media just minutes before the attack. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says moments before the shooting started, the 18-year-old gunman made several social media posts on Facebook.
He said, I'm going to shoot my grandmother. The second post was, I shot my grandmother. The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, I'm going to shoot an elementary school.
We now know that the shooter used an AR-15 to kill 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School, all of them in one classroom. Another 17 people were also wounded. The country is reeling from the recent mass shootings. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says too many people in places like Buffalo and Uvalde now have a hole in their hearts as a result of gun violence.
If anyone ever doubted that gun violence is a public health crisis in America, yesterday was an unequivocal reminder that it most definitely is.
President Biden says he and the First Lady will travel to Texas to meet with victims' families. In an event at the White House, the president repeated his call for action to stop gun violence.
I'm sick and tired. I'm just sick and tired of what's going on. It continues to go on.
The president says 18-year-olds should not be able to buy guns designed for war. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Did you hear about this loud outburst from a former presidential candidate interrupting today's Texas news conference? Democratic candidate for governor of Texas, Beto O'Rourke, showed up and started shouting at Governor Greg Abbott.
This is on you until you choose to do something different. This will continue to happen. Somebody needs to stand up for the children of this state or they will continue to be killed.
Beto O'Rourke, the Democratic candidate for governor, was removed from the news conference. Parents all over the nation are having difficult conversations with young kids about school safety right about now.
First, child mental health experts say it's really important to keep things age appropriate, but you can ask your children questions, things like, what have you heard about this? And then let them talk.
Having a structured conversation, but letting it be as long or as short as they need it to be.
That's Denya Marie Allerton with the Huntsman Mental Health Institute. Kids are also sponges, meaning they absorb your energy. So reassurance, including physical touch, is something they can never get too much of.
Help them recognize and regulate their feelings about it.
For younger kids, Allerton says, limit details and their exposure to media. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
There's a serious need for more blood donations right now. Summer usually brings fewer donors with a greater need for blood. ARUP Blood Services is giving away concert tickets and annual national park passes along with other potential prizes to donors. For more info, see the ARUP Blood Services website. They say walk-ins are welcome every day of the week. KSL News Time, 5:35.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.